Blackstone Publishing presents The Last Charles Manson Tapes, Evil Lives Beyond the Grave, by Dylan Howard and Andy Tillett. This book is read by David Linsky with Christopher Tabori and Stefan Rudnicki. Introduction. Charles Manson's restless, manic, murderous eyes pierce through you, off the magazine page, out of court footage, through the years, through history. Those eyes pierce all the way from 1969, when Manson ordered his brainwashed and drug-addled band of hippie kids to savagely murder seven people in a two-night orgy of violence, which shook America to its foundations, led Hollywood to start locking their doors, and in one stroke killed the peace and free love hippie movement. The killings left seven cadavers stabbed so many times, gallons of their blood oozed across the floors of their luxury homes. Chilling messages were daubed at the crime scenes. Pig, helter-skelter, and political piggy, puzzling clues which would baffle cops and only add to the panic and delirium created by the scenes where they were scrawled. They were meant to herald a war which would signal the beginning of the end times. The Manson family slaughtered the affluent and famous as barbarically and indifferently as the everyday people they also chose as victims. The murderers lived in a series of sordid communes as a ragged band of 30, taking LSD, hosting orgies, and complying with whatever Charlie said. And Charlie didn't mince his words. Although he would later downplay his involvement in the murders, one of his disciples, Diane Lake, readily described how he had taught female followers to stab victims in the chest and to rip up so their knives would hit the most of the body's vital organs and cause maximum pain and damage. The Manson murders provided some of the goriest images in an era studded with shocking crimes, from the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy, to the senseless and brutal stabbing death of Kitty Genovese on a New York street in 1964 as pedestrians passively looked on. The Manson family killings grabbed headlines away from events of magnitude in the newspapers and evening news. Race riots, the Vietnam War, the moon landing. The Manson-led horrors which would captivate America came to public attention on August 9, 1969. The day before, beautiful actress Sharon Tate, 26, the wife of rising film director Roman Polanski, had been 2 short weeks from giving birth. She left her hilltop home, 10050 CeeLo Drive in Los Angeles, for a dinner with friends at El Coyote Mexican Restaurant.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?